Episode number 39, Building a Successful Early Childhood with Gene Thomason. Here we go, Tribe.
This is the Kidman Tribe Podcast. We're helping you as children's pastors, volunteers, and leaders plan, create, and execute incredible life-changing kids' worship experiences at your church. With practical tips, coaching, training, and resources from the best in kids' ministry around the world, it's time to join the tribe.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Kidman Tribe Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Noble, and I'm so glad you're here today. We're going to be talking about one of the most important areas of ministry in our church, and that is early childhood. Really, how do you build a successful early childhood program, really helping toddlers and babies, helping all the volunteers in those areas of ministries be very successful? And today, we're going to be talking to one of my favorite guests, Gene Thomason, on what do you do to build a successful early childhood ministry? What does that look like? What do we need to be doing? What do we need to be working on? You're not going to want to miss Gene. You may also know her as Miss Patty Cake. She is one of the foremost entertainers of early childhood today that you can find in the Christian space. Gene has more than 30 years of experience as a musical performer, worship leader, author, and conference speaker to parents, grandparents, teachers, and children's ministers. She's the living embodiment of the joyful children's musical character, Miss Patty Cake. Through this brightly costumed character, Gene plants biblical truths served in fun toddler-sized pieces while helping equip parents to lay a spiritual foundation for their children. Her live Miss Patty Cake family events are performed throughout God's great big world, and you can book her at your church. Gene's ready wit and engaging presentation speak to the heart behind the art of preschool ministry in early childhood. Whether at home or in a formal church, daycare, day school, MOP setting, you'll see and hear the passion that she has for little ones and their families. Gene's overarching call to action is, whoever wants the next generation the most will get them. I hope you're ready for a great Kidman Tribe podcast today. We're going to jump in with Gene right after this.
Hey, ministry leader, it's time. You're in the middle of fall ministry preparation and rollout, but let me interrupt briefly with a huge announcement from our team. By now, you know we're changing our name, and this is a huge rebrand for us, but we are excited for what it means for you. First, we're combining 1230 Media and 1230 Kids. Now, this simplifies our catalog of work. And secondly, we are ready to announce our brand new name and brand. We're changing our name to, cue the drum roll, Church Visuals. Now, why? Because that's what we specialize in. And our promise to you, we'll provide you with world-class graphics and videos to help you visually communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ to your community. Now, why is this so important to us? Because it is to you. Your visuals matter. And we are so pumped about our new logo and our new brand. Over the last several months, we've been working on a massive new website. We'll also be changing our social media channels. Both of those changes will set us up for the future in a big way to help serve you even better. And this rebranding process has us laser focused on leading the church visuals industry. And I'd like to say that we're launching everything with our new name and brand today. But as you know, everything takes time, and we want you to be on this ride with us. So be on the lookout for church visuals soon. We didn't want to surprise you with any of the changes. And thank you for walking with us on this journey. And in a very short time, we'll let you know when the official launch of our new website is, and all the details so that you know how our new name impacts you. In the meantime, let me give you some brand new free church visuals for your time. As you move into the fall, I want to give you our Sit Down If Fall Edition game completely free. It's a $10 value for you and your kids ministry. Just go to 1230kids.com/sitdownfall, or you can click on the link below and use the code FALL23 at checkout. Again, that's 1230kids.com/sitdownfall and use the code FALL23 at checkout to download it completely free. We are praying for you and your kids as you launch your fall ministries. And remember, your visuals matter.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Kidman Tribe Podcast. My name is Jason Olwell. I'm your host. I love to have Miss Patty Cake, Gene Thomason, on regularly, because I think early childhood is something we need to be talking about. It is vital. It's so important. Miss Patty Cake, Jean Thompson, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Pastor Jason. Always a pleasure. I love it that God has allowed us to know each other for many years, and that both for both you and for me, He has kept our feet to the fire, and we have stayed the course. And I would just like to commend you, my brother, because I have watched you for a long time. And as Eugene Peterson says so beautifully, what I see in your life is a long obedience in the same direction.
Thank you. I would say the same to you. Great work. I know, especially in early childhood, it's not easy to be plugged into that. And we see the fun Miss Patty Cake, but I know behind the scenes, there's a heart and there's a desire to reach children. And that's what is the most important. So thank you too for you sticking in there. And I wish we could open up the door to see what that walk has been like. It's been a long walk in the same direction of obedience also. And I thank you for being an advocate for young people and for especially early childhood in the church. And that's why I love to have you on here, because I feel like you're a voice for early childhood. You're a voice for preschool. Sometimes children's pastors aren't listening for that because they're focused on elementary and they kind of give early childhood off to somebody else. But something I've always talked to kids pastors about is make sure that you're paying attention to your early childhood. That's where it all starts. You know, when you look at stats that say, 90% of a child is developed by the time they're 3 years old. I mean, so what we're doing in our early childhood and in our preschool, it is ministry and it is vital. And I'm so glad to have you on today to talk about that. Share a little bit of your heart on early childhood and what God's been kind of speaking to you about recently.
Well, thank you for that. And I so agree with you about how often this age group, and it's not because people aren't well-meaning, but they do get neglected and they do get relegated into the whole idea of babysitting. I love that last year at the big MegaCon, the Kids Matter conference, they have a shirt that says, "It's not babysitting, it's kids ministry, it's kidmen." And I've said that for years. I have one of my conferences that I speak and teach on is about that whole idea. I did something fun, but I forgot now exactly what I called it. Something about babysitting. Children's ministry is not babysitting. And the reason why is because everything you do for a baby, a toddler, a preschooler, those are those beautifully formative years between 0 and 6. You as an adult have the privilege and responsibility, which are, is a double-edged sword. You have the privilege and responsibility to shape this little life. And you do it in so many ways. And we do, and parents understand this organically, but you are pouring into them and you are forming. That's what we call spiritual formation, which lasts your whole life, that we're being constantly formed and transformed into the image of the Lord Jesus. But formation is laying a foundation. No building can be built without a foundation. If you lay a foundation that's biblical, so that salvation can be built on a firm foundation. And then you have all those great theological words. You have sanctification and then someday glorification. But we have to start with a foundation. And the foundation is built on the Word of God, which is the truth, the Spirit of the living God, that we can pray over our children and impart into their little lives just the idea that there is a Savior, that God made you and that God loves you. And then the beautiful thing is trusting Holy Spirit to do what He promises, which is to convict us of sin and righteousness and judgment, and so righteousness and judgment. And what does He convict us of? Holy Spirit comes to convict of sin and righteousness and judgment. Thank you, Lord. Okay, that's it. And so that's His job to do. Our job is to tell these children, God made you. God loves you. You are wonderfully and amazingly made. I wrote a song a few years ago that I took from the whole idea of Mary Poppins' supercalifragilistic. And it's based on Psalm 139. And I took the word amazing and terrific and I mashed them together. And I have a word that that is amazerific. And I love to tell children that they're fabulous, wondrous, super special, totally amazerific. So the wonderful thing that I love doing for little children is to communicate God's truths and scripture in music. Because music is like glue and it sticks to our brains. And the songs that we learn earliest in our lives, research tells us, are the songs that stay for the longest in our lives. And when you come to an end of someone's life, even if they've lost their cognitive abilities, what they probably hold on to the longest are the songs they learned earliest in their lives. And that's probably Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. Hopefully it is. Or right. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Or, you know, just the simple songs. And I know it bears out in my life, because when my children were little, we listened to Mr. Rogers. He was still kind of hanging in there. And those songs are the songs that we still sing. It's a Beautiful Day in a Neighborhood still comes to your mind, you know, easily. Or any of those sweet little songs. I grew up in Sunday school singing God's Beautiful World, God's Beautiful World. I love God's Beautiful World. I learned it when I was 3.
Wow. And
so, I know. And so when you said that about a 3-year-old, we cannot stress more. I cannot say enough about how imperatively important it is to speak life and God's truth into little lives, especially right now in light of what's happening in our culture, which is imploding. Our Judeo-Christian values seem to be. And so we as parents, we as children's ministry leaders, we have to speak the truth, God's truth, in love to these little children and let them know that God made them and that God loves them. And how do we do that? And that's what I think that we want to talk about.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, we were just talking about George Barna before we jumped on, and we hear all of these teenagers and college students leaving the church. And guys, it starts that foundation. I would submit they may be leaving because the foundation isn't there that we're talking about. And when you start looking at that today, you know, I think we have a job to do as kids ministry leaders to make sure that that foundation is there, that will literally, that foundation will hold kids for the rest of their life. You know, you go back to the scripture that says, train up a child in the way that he or she should go, and they won't depart from it. And so when you look at that, I think we really have to nail down, okay, what does it look like to build that foundation? And if the church isn't willing to do it, the world is definitely willing to do it. And there's many opportunities. You know, we hear about the whole gender identity crisis. We hear about, and it all starts in our nurseries. You know, I mean, and one of the things, we planted a church in Medford, Oregon about 3 years ago now. And one of the things we've taken out of our vocabulary is childcare or babysitting. It just is not, because I think childcare is the same as saying babysitting. And if you can get away from that whole perspective, no, we're doing kids ministry. Every time we have kids in our nursery, every time we have kids in our preschool, every time we have kids in our elementary, it is kids ministry. It's Kidmin, where we're ministering to kids, just like every time the sanctuary doors open. And so what we call it and what we speak and what we place value upon is what we're going to see in the future. And so with that, you know, I know we talked a little bit about your heart for helping parents. What do you think parents are up against right now? And how do we help parents with their little ones?
Oh, my goodness.
I know that's a big question.
It is a big question. But however, I one of the things that I am, that I see God directing me is to help these parents by providing resources.
Yes.
And this is the biggest resource in our culture.
Yep.
Because go to the grocery store, y'all. go to TJ Maxx, go to wherever you go, go to a restaurant, go anywhere. And what you're going to see is a parent who picks up their child, plops them into the cart, and hands them a device because they stopped communicating with their children. And this is now the new parent.
Yes.
And for better or for worse, that's just the way it is. And for most people, and there are those rare parents who say, no, I'm not going to be that person. And I commend you. My hat is off to you. Thank you.
Yes. So much.
But typically in the culture, that's what you see. And because that's true, we can do one or two things. We can get mad about it. We can start trying to fight about it. We can fuss about it. Or we can go, okay, God, if that's the way things are, how can we help these parents by providing them something so that when they hand this phone or this iPad or whatever device to their child, that they can click on something that will tell their child about God, God who made them, God who loves them. If it's not that, it's God less.
Right.
You can either be God less or God more or God full. And that's what I'm hoping as the Miss Patty Cake character that I've had for many years if I can continue to look for ways to provide content that is not God-less, even though it's teaching them about colors and numbers and ABCs, because children, they need to learn all that. And it's fine seeing the wheels on the bus go round and round. That's fine. But at the same time, please let's also, next to that, let's put something else in there that you can sing about God's beautiful world, God's beautiful world, or all the songs that Miss Patty Cake has currently are on Spotify and iHeartRadio and Amazon Music and YouTube Music, all those things. And not just me, but lots, Seeds Family Worship. I'm thinking Yancey, Jumpstart 3, Doorpost Songs. Okay, I have a whole list. That's one of the things that I have done to help parents is on my website, which is MissPattyCake.com, there is a free downloadable guide to faith-based media. And it has about 45 different places you can go on your device.
It's free.
It's free.
How do people get to your website?
MissPattyCake.com, M-I-S-S, Miss Patty Cake, because I'm old and Southern. So I do those kinds of things like Mr. Jason and Miss Jean. So I'm Miss.
I love that.
MissPattyCake.com. And there's also a store, then that's shopMissPattyCake.com. But both of those places, you can download this guide and it just comes right into your email and it's a PDF. And it gives you all these different places. And I'm constantly adding to it and constantly finding out about more and more people. Benjamin Cello, The Amazing World of Benjamin Cello. That's a new one that I've discovered, which is a TV show. Slugs and Bugs is a little television episodic kind of a show that's really a whole lot of fun for little children. Learner Kids is it's old Sunday school songs. It's not new. It's not newer songs, but there are some places you can go on YouTube that are safe. And that don't have pop-up ads. That's something that parents ought to be concerned about because I've seen some pop-up ads.
I think YouTube as a whole is a place parents have to be concerned about. It's a deep, dark hole, you know?
You can't just throw your children set them in front of it and walk away. You really have to monitor that. And you and I were recently talking about the newest one that I know so many parents are using, and that is Miss Rachel.
Yes.
She's darling. She has kind of a Broadway-esque kind of voice. She's really cute and wears overalls, and she's very early childhood. And you can, Pastor Jason has a
grandson that locks into her. And as we were talking, it's like the problem with it is it is godless. That's the problem. And if we can find a way to provide something for our kids that has God infused, I think that's a big piece to it, right?
Yeah, she's So how do we take what's great about that, but then put it together with all the things that we know to be true? And I would say, if I have to hang my hat anywhere, it's Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7. And this is right after it's the Jewish people call it the great Shema. And it is the declaration of the people of God who say, "Hear, O Israel," or "Listen, world, hear, O Israel, everybody, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." He's the one and only God. You know, we must love the Lord with all that we are. And then the very next verse says, repeat these things over and over. Talk to your children about these things all the time when you rise up, when you lie down, when you go on the journey.
Write
them on the doorposts, because we need to remind ourselves. Put them on your bracelets, put them on your headbands, you know, wear them around your neck. Those things that are the precepts of our God. So I wrote a song years ago that's called All Day, and it says, when I rise up, when I lie down, when I walk along the way.
I know that song. My kids used to listen to it all the time.
I will give you praise when I come in, when I go out. I'll give you praise all day. And so children love that. It's simple, it's repetitive, but it reminds the parents that all day, as you're going, whatever you use, as you're going, if you're at the grocery store or if you're sitting around your house, and then when you allow your child to have screen time, be intentional and choose the screen time that will bring your child into an understanding that God made you, God loves you, Jesus wants to be your best friend, and the Holy Spirit can live in us and live through us mightily. And you know what? That's the foundation.
Yes, that is the foundation. And, you know, when we talk about Miss Rachel, I'm not sure what her personal faith belief is. I mean, but I know that on her shows, there's no mention of God. And, you know, I think that you look at that as an agenda that the world has to really get into our early childhood and really in, you know, that's a whole nother conversation. But the question is, what are we doing to really be careful and making sure our parents and everybody's staying on really vigilant guard on what's coming into our kids' mind and what's coming into our kids' heart? you know, the old adage, garbage in, garbage out, is such a truth, right? And so, and I think that maybe one of the things we can really help our parents with is also, you know, what are they putting, what are they consuming? You know, what are they listening to? And, you know, what are they allowing into their spirit that affects their whole family?
King David said, I will set nothing worthless before my eyes in the Psalms. Yep. And that's a challenge to all of us who have Netflix right back there on my big screen or whatever, you know, and we have to, we constantly, just as you said, as adults have to make those choices. But what you said about the culture is so very true. On my refrigerator over there, I have a sign that says, if we do not tell our children who God is, the world will tell them who he is not, everything he is not. Because they the culture, which is ruled by the prince of the power of the air, as those of us who know the Lord Jesus, we understand that, that we are in a fight all the time to give the truth to our children. And I'm glad, and you know this, that one of the big buzzwords these days is discipleship. Yes. And Awana is doing a really great job of talking about discipling our children, because the D6 people have a great t-shirt that they have that has a fraction on the front of it, and it's 1/168. Is that the math? I forget. 1/168.
I don't know. I'm not good at math, so I'm not sure.
So what it means is the church every week has 1 hour. A parent every week has 168 hours, if I did the math right, 24 times 7. So this is what we realize. Parents are doing a great job of taking their child to church, but that's not enough, is it?
No.
As that they get one great hour, maybe two, and maybe you go back on Wednesday nights. I hope you do, if they have something there. But all week long, moms, dads, grandparents, teachers, the people that are coming into contact with your child are forming these little children, especially in early childhood. They're holding them. Plus, when you said that about babysitting, I love, which I remembered, the talk that I give is called the superpower of, quote, babysitters, because they're not. But the superpower is we have the power of the spoken word. The Bible tells us in Mark chapter 10 that Jesus took them and he held them, he put them on their laps, and he spoke over them. He put his hands on them and he blessed them. And that out of this, you know, we have the privilege to speak blessings over these babies, these toddlers, these preschoolers, and tell them who they are, that God made them, that Ephesians 2:10 says they have a destiny in God before you were even born, that God put it in your heart, the good works that you would walk in, that's your destiny. So that plan, the books, the scrolls in heaven that are written about you, we can tell little children that, like, God has a great plan for your life. God made you. He loves you. It's a great plan for your life. And you know what? Guess what? They believe us. They do.
For thousands of years, it's interesting because you look at like what the church has done and what religious people have done. You know, they push kids off to the side. And that's when Jesus opened up his lap and he said, no, like these kids are going to come and they're going to have a place on my lap. And I think that's what modern day today, that's what kids ministry leaders do. We're saying, hey, you know what? You know, we're going to open up the doors. We're going to open up. It's hard work, but you know what? Come and sit on Jesus's lap. Like Jesus made a way for them so long ago. And it brings up a good question, because volunteers are a big part of serving in kids ministry and serving in, you know, in ministry to infants and preschool. And, you know, I can tell you preschool and infants are the hardest places to staff. You know, because moms, you know, you talk to moms, they've been around kids all week, you know, or you talk to grandparents who, oh, I've already done my time. And my favorite thing to say back to them is, I didn't realize church was a jail where you do your time. You know, I say that right back to them. I'm like, I didn't realize we're in a prison here where you're doing your time. You know, hopefully you get out on parole someday, right? You know,
unbelievable.
But it's how do we re-energize our teams, would you say? Just from your perspective, like what would you encourage children's leaders to do to re-energize their teams and get them plugged back in? And, you know, especially coming out of summer where it's been a long haul, you know, what's some thoughts there?
I was a part of a church who had, I thought, the most brilliant idea for nursery and young childhood. And you know what they did? They took everybody on the church roll and they put them. And if you become a member of the church, you said, I'm willing to serve in the church and I'll serve the children. And so your name came up to be a volunteer, a helper in the nursery or the preschool, taught with nursery, which is toddlers, and preschool, like once every however many months. And so you're just on the list. And if you're a member of the church, you are on the list to serve.
So jury duty.
Yeah. You know what? Well, and part of it was because when they do baby child dedication, you know how they ask the people? I mean, hopefully, I mean, a lot of churches do this.
Yes.
Congregation, you see all these, do you raise your hand? Will you support these families? And all the people go, I'll do it. I'll support them. Oh, really? Okay, great. You just volunteered for children's ministry. I think it was brilliant. And you know what?
That is brilliant.
It ended up that so many people got in there and are holding these babies that they don't get to do that very often. Single people, people who aren't yet grandparent. I'm not yet a grandparent. I want to go hold the babies. You know, suddenly they were like, you know what? I want to do this again. They had plenty of volunteers because of that. That's one way.
That's fantastic.
Take people at their word. They said they would support these families. And so call them and just say, hey, remember when you promised to do that? Well, hey, I'm gonna put you on the list. Which Sunday is best for you this month? And you got to have somebody make those phone calls. But it really worked in that church. That was Christ Community Church in Franklin, Tennessee. And it really—
Wow. Are they still doing that?
Yeah.
Do they still do that? Oh, I love that.
They still do that.
That, man, I'm taking that back to our church.
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up to be a member, then you commit to the body, the whole of the body. The second thing is maybe you find some articles, and I can put you in touch with that. There needs to be a casting of a vision, and speaking to people and letting them know how very important these babies and toddlers are and what a ministry it is. And you know what, because you're a pastor, I'm going to say, I think it has to come from the top.
I 100%. There's a few things I think have to come from the top. One is engaging and getting people with this vision of kids ministry. Another thing, and this is for another podcast, but I think the lead pastor has to be really plugged in on men's ministry, you know, getting men and encouraging fathers to be who they're called to be. I think those are two things that you can't abdicate. They have to be focused on.
Yeah. And I agree with you. These parents of these young children, they need a break.
Yes.
They need to be able to go to big church. They do. They shouldn't be the ones that are in there holding the babies and taking care. That's what they do all day, every day. I think, I think that the others should come alongside and say, you know what, I'll do that. And even if you say I'll do it once a month, or I'll take this month, is, you know, that kind of thing. But just this Sunday, I was listening to a church here in town, and Murfreesboro, it's where we're going, as a matter of fact, World Outreach Church. And the pastor, parent dedication of littles. And so he stood up and said, we need you to love on the children. And we have 100 places. I mean, it's a big, big church, but he did make a plea for that.
There it is. And I think men have a special role that they need to step up to. A lot of times men have abdicated that to women and, you know, whatever. But I think that men are built to be the protectors. They're the ones that are supposed to be the spiritual leaders of their home. So it's something that's very important to step up to. It's not just the woman's job to be in kids ministry. You know, I mean, I think that that's a important aspect and where your pastor can really help.
Here was a fun idea. This is a church that I was in Detroit and singing in a church up there and doing a Miss Patty Cake event. The men that were in with the toddlers and with the preschoolers, they came in with bubble guns. You know,
those
shoot bubble. And that was what they came in doing. They said, okay, it's bubble time. You know, they were the big guys and they walk in because they are not comfortable being the teacher maybe, or maybe they're not comfortable holding the babies, but they came in and they were the fun guys. They gave them that. That was their job. Right? I thought that was a brilliant idea for a way to get the guys in. Hey, we need you to would you walk around the classes and will you just squirt bubbles and you know, ruffle their hair or something? Because
I love it.
Testosterone is important.
Yes,
and children and some of these little children, we don't know what their backgrounds are. We don't know what their home life is. They need to see men. And that's really healthy. So thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. We're going to get ready to wrap up here. What else is on your heart?
Thanks for asking. I'm always looking for opportunities to go to churches.
Yes.
As both Miss Patty Cake to do live events, and my live events are fun. It's a big kind of concert thing.
Especially Christmas, right?
Yes.
This is the next big, I mean, that's one opportunity. You do an incredible Christmas show. And that's a great opportunity. Easter too, you know, and in between, but definitely that Christmas thing is coming up. And like, who does preschool stuff for kids at Christmas? You know, it's an opportunity for your church to really do an incredible thing.
Yes, and it's a family event. So parents come with their children, because what I really want to do is help equip parents and show them this is not as hard as you think it might be to talk to your child about God. I'll help you. You know, I'll give you some prompts. I'll teach you some songs, and the songs are so simple, even a father can learn them. And they're repetitive, as you know. And so I always hope for opportunities to do that. And that's easy to, I'm easy to get. And you can find me. I mean, you can find me on my MissPattyCake.com.
I was going to say,
contact me there. But the other thing is, I wrote a book. I should have had it in my hand, but I don't. But I've written a book called Sharing God's Big Love with Little Lives. Mm. And just in the past month, three churches bought bulk boxes of them to hand out to all the parents who have babies and toddlers and preschoolers, because it's a guide. I called it a can-do guide for how you do this. Because some parents just think that they're not equipped. They just go, I can't do this. I'm taking my child to church because Pastor Jason can do this better than I can. But the truth is, you know more than you think you do. It's easier than you think it is. I can help you, and I can give you some fun ideas about ways to celebrate things, ways to help point your child in this direction. Find the right little Bible or devotionals. And there are scads of places you can go on YouTube to find something to watch together as a family and then talk about it later.
Love that.
Yeah. And so that's something that I'm trying to do, is share this book, but not just the book, but I'll come and do a workshop for your parents. I'll come and encourage your volunteers and your Kidmen team, because that's something that they need to know. Because Pastor Jason and I, God has equipped us to know a lot of reasons why we need to do this. The main one is what we were just talking about before, and that is what the Barna research statistics tell us, which will break your heart if you don't know this. I mean, when you do know this, it kind of breaks your heart. But the statistics from Barna are this. A child, 85% of us come to faith in Christ by the time we are 8 years old. Yep. 85%. 90% by the time we're 13.
Yep.
So if your child doesn't, or any child doesn't come to faith in Christ by the time they're 13, the chances that they might actually have a life-changing encounter with Jesus have dwindled to only 10%. Now, can God do it? Yes. God can do it. He can cataclysmically change lives and find people, and no one is hopeless. And he doesn't desire for any to perish, but all to come to faith. But the fields are white unto harvest at ages 13 and under, especially ages 8 and under.
And the crazy thing is, that's not a new number. That number has been out at least 20, 25 years, 30 years. And you go into a room of Christians, you go to your church next Sunday, ask that question, and it'll play out all day long. You'll see 90% of the crowd raise a hand to say, before I was 13, I gave my life to the Lord. And so very, very true, you know, and I think it's such an encouragement to us, the people that are really concerned about kids and kids ministry and kids leaders. You know, it's a challenge, but keep doing what you're doing. It's so important, and it's so invaluable to the kingdom. And I think that we will see, you know, we don't throw our hands up and just say it's hopeless. No, we have to get into the field and start plowing it and putting the seeds in. And, you know, that's what we have to do. And we have to continue. And in kids ministry, sometimes we don't get to see what the plant looks like down the road, right? But we put the seeds in, and it starts. And, you know, that's the fun part of where I'm at now. Being in ministry 20 years, I have some of my kids that were in kids ministry now on staff as pastors and their families. And, you know, so you start to see, like, sometimes I sit and I go, it actually worked. You know, this actually works. And so it's fun to be able to see that. So, hey, will you pray for us as we get ready to wrap up? Pray for all the leaders are on today and just for all of our kids.
I will. Father, we love you. We honor you. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, that Jesus has come and done the amazing work. He did everything we could not do. He made a way. He made a way to heaven. He made a way for life abundant here on this side of eternity. And I thank you, oh God, for the enormous privilege you've given to us to take the giant truth of the gospel and chop it up into bite-sized, age-appropriate pieces and give it away to children. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're the one who set the example and you showed us the way, just like you washed the disciples' feet and said, now I've shown you to do this, you go and do it for others. But you did the same thing with the babies when you said, don't send them away. Bring those children to me. Bring them over here. And you took them in your lap. So they had to be the little ones. And you loved on them and you put your hands on them and you did what the culture said was not the right thing to do, but you blessed them. You spoke words of blessing over them. So Lord, may we stand in your proxy. May we be the ones who do what you said, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. In 1 John, you said, so as the Lord's ambassadors, as your representatives, may we be the ones who put our hands on these little ones. And in your name, God, we speak blessing. We speak destiny into their lives. And we say what you want to say, that these children are world changers. God, you said it way back in Psalms through King David in Psalm 8, you said, out of the mouths of these babies is great power, that little children, toddlers, shout the songs that drown out enemy talk and silence atheistic babble. That's what you said in nursing infants, gurgle choruses about you in Psalm 8:2. Thank you, God, that's your truth. So we, as your representatives, and we as the commissioned ones who are in this world of children's ministry, God, we receive that mandate. We receive that assignment from you, Lord, and we ask you to give us the grace and the energy to live it out as we touch little lives all week long, and especially on Sundays in our churches. Lord, give us your vision for these children. Give us your supernatural love. God, you love them incredibly. We know that. Jason and I do, because we're parents, but beyond that, we've seen so many little children. We know, Lord, that it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. So yeah, we want to impart that to little lives. And we ask you to do that in us and through us. Strengthen us, give us energy, give us witty ideas and inventions, give us wisdom and discernment, Lord. Let us know, Holy Spirit, by your voice who says, calls behind us and says, this is the way, this is how you do it, turn left, turn right. So we receive that by faith, and we thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing and all that you will do, and make us bold as lions, God, to stand on your truth and to continue to proclaim the gospel. The gospel, that is the good news, which is too good to be true, but yet it is. We thank you, Lord, that you have made a way, and you've made a way through the Lord Jesus. So we give you thanks and praise, and we pray this in the lovely, beautiful, and precious name of our soon coming King, King Jesus. We love you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. What an incredible prayer. Hey, go and check out Miss Patty Cake's resources. There's so many incredible resources on the website, misspattycake.com. Super easy. Thank you for the gift that you are to the church, Jean, for your heart and your passion for early childhood. I think there's going to be a special place in heaven, a big old mansion for Miss Patty Cake. You touched so many kids' lives.
I didn't mention that I actually do have a designated streaming channel for all the videos that I've done, which many, and so that you can find that also, but it's a subscription. It's $3.50 a month, but they're like 25 hours worth of content, no commercials. And I'm adding to that constantly. I'm doing new books, and we have a vision for more songs that are coming. So thanks for letting me talk about that, Jason.
Yes, 100%. And we'll be looking for more good stuff coming out. And so make sure you check out Miss Patty Cake, and we will talk to you a little bit later, Jean. Thanks again.
Okay, brother. See ya.
All right. God bless you guys. Bye. Thanks for being on the Kidman Tribe podcast. Have a great week. God bless you.
We would love to hear from you. What are some of the thoughts, questions, ideas you would like to hear more about? You can submit your thoughts and questions to the kidmantribe.com/mailbag. And be sure to share this podcast with everyone you know.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for being a part of the Kidman Tribe podcast. I hope you enjoyed it today, and I hope you have some great tips and tools on how to build a successful early childhood ministry. Hey, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel or wherever you listen and watch your podcasts. Like us, give us thumbs up. You can go search it right now. We're on Facebook. You can also share it with every Kidman leader you know. The podcasts are there to help and to really encourage you and enrich you in ministry. Do me a favor, if you love the Kidman Tribe podcast, go and like us right now, share a comment. You can also find us online at thekidmantribe.com. That's kidmantribe.com, where you can find previous editions of the podcast, You can also find great swag. We also have a mailbag where you can share your comments or your thoughts. We so greatly appreciate that. We love hearing from you and love hearing that this podcast is making an impact. Hey, so in 2 weeks on the Kidman Tribe podcast, I have Carl Barnhill from 1230 Media. Carl will be sharing with us tips to enhance our church visuals. Carl has served on staff at some of the largest churches and organizations in the country, and I love his heart to equip ministry. He served as a media director at Precept Ministries International, directing the television and radio program for Precepts for Life with Kay Arthur that was broadcast in over 98 million homes around the world. He has also served as the video production director at Pine Lake Church in Brandon, Mississippi, and most recently as the video coordinator for New Spring Church in South Carolina. He currently serves as the creative director and owner of 1230 Media, serving churches and ministries all around the world through motion graphics, content, and church media coaching. You're not going to want to miss this. It's going to be an incredible time together. Hey, so don't miss us. In 2 weeks, we'll see you here. You are loved, you're appreciated, and what you do changes lives for eternity. I'm your biggest fan. I'm cheering you on always. You are my heroes. Go get them, tribe. We'll see you in 2 weeks. God bless you.
The Kidman Tribe podcast is a production of 1230 Kids. For show notes, archive episodes, and more free resources for your kids' ministry, visit kidmantribe.com.